Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church, Manila, and I wanted to provide you another video on the topic of Calvinism and unconditional election. And I wanted to talk about this phrase where Calvinists love to say, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. And so let's look at that here in Romans chapter 9. It says in verse 10, and not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by her father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. And so they love to use these verses, and they say, you know, it's God's purpose, God's the one electing, and it's not that they had done any good or evil, but God is just the one electing. Then it says in verse 12, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. Okay, well, the elder is Esau, and the younger is Jacob. And so from the very beginning, God says, you know what, according to God's purpose, the elder is going to serve the younger, not based on who did good or evil, but just that the elder is going to serve the younger. Then in verse 13, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. And so what they say is basically this, that from the very beginning, God just chooses with some people that he hates them and he wants them to burn in hell, but he loves some people and he elects them and chooses them to go to heaven. Now, first off, there are some people God hates. The Bible talks about that a lot. And so I'm not going to be someone who pretends that the Bible doesn't teach that. There are people that have turned their back on God, and we talked about it in earlier videos about reprobates, children of the devil, people that God does hate. But the key to this passage, though, is understanding this is not talking about individuals. It's not talking about Jacob and Esau individually. It's talking about the nations that would come forth from them. You say, well, how do you know that? Well, let me ask you a question. When does the elder serve the younger? When do you see Esau serving Jacob in the Bible? You don't really see that. You know, Esau actually was very blessed financially as well. He had a lot of money as well, as did Jacob. And you even see that Jacob gives him more when they meet, and then Jacob asks for forgiveness. You don't see Esau serving Jacob in the Bible. But you know what you do see is that once they pass on, you have Israel, which Jacob was renamed to, and then what does the Bible call Esau over and over again? Calls him Edom. And then you read books like the book of Obadiah and you see about the destruction of Edom and you see that Edom truly would serve Jacob. So it's not looking at them as individuals, but it's actually looking at them as nations. So a couple things. One, the Calvinist says, well, you know, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Hey, I don't have any problem with the Bible saying that God does hate some people because it does talk about people that he does hate. But in this example, it's not talking about them as individuals. It's talking about them as countries, as nations that would come forth. And it's using that as an example. And truly, you know, Esau that becomes Edom and Jacob that becomes Israel, the elder does serve the younger. Edom becomes wicked and God's blessing is not upon them. Throughout the Bible, you see that the Edomites are a bad people. But what you don't see is Esau serving Jacob in this life. So if the Calvinist looks at this and says, well, God does hate some people. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I talked about that in earlier videos, and I know a lot of Baptists haven't figured that one out, even though it's all throughout the Bible. But that is not what it's talking about here. So God's election here is not talking about, well, God just elects someone to go to heaven and elects someone to go to hell. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about how Edom is going to serve Israel, and Edom's going to be destroyed, and Edom becomes wicked, and God's blessing is upon Israel. Thank you, and God bless.